What do you think the biggest issue on third down defense is?
Getting pressure on the quarterback, not being predictable, and just executing. I think we can do those three things. You know, we've done it, you know, like I said, the first two games pretty good. We still had some third down conversions, but we have to make sure we do it all the time. You know, it's hard to do it in the NFL, but we have to, that's what, you know, good teams do.
How hard is it to not think about getting a takeaway or something like that? I mean, it's almost one of those things where you can't think about it, right? Because if then you'll abandon other responsibilities.
Yeah, I mean, there was this last game where I had, I was going after ball carrier and I missed the tackle, but, you know, it would have been a hard tackle for me to make anyway. But I was actually going for the ball. I missed it, but, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, next time we play somebody, that might actually be a forced fumble. Mm-hmm. That's a big play. Huge momentum boost for our offense and huge momentum boost for our team. So things like that, just being mindful of going after the ball, attacking it, and being mindful of, you know, forcing them, because they're called forced turnovers. You get to force them. They don't just happen sometimes. Sometimes they do, but most times somebody's creating a turnover by, you know, knocking the ball out, putting the head on the ball, ripping it out, or, you know, sack force fumbles, you know, that happen all the time in the pocket.
Keenan, Lacy's pretty tough with yards after contact. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty strong guy. So how do you break him down when you try to bring him down?
Well, for us linebackers, you know, we have to make sure we man up and just as linebackers, as we tackle, just bring our feet, use our technique. And for everybody else, D-line, you know, D-line is a big guy, so they should swallow him up. They should, you know. He's a big guy as well, but D-line should swallow him because, you know, they have the weight advantage. DBs, back four or back five, we have to make sure that we are all mindful of low target tackling, make sure we get him around, you know, the waist, get him around the legs, and make sure we wrap up and take him down because, you know, he is very hard to take down, but we can use the proper technique that we've learned all camp that we should be fine.
When you look at Rodgers, incredibly smart, incredibly safe. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. So, again, as you attack him, you kind of know you're not going to outsmart him, outthink him. So how do you deal with that?
I think that we have to execute the game plan, man. The coaches work hard and long on the game plan. So wherever the game plan is, stick to it. Make sure that we don't get away from game plan. Don't try to do anything outside the game plan. If you start doing stuff outside the game plan, that's when you make mistakes and that's when we allow big plays to happen. So we can stay within the game plan and work the scheme, allow the coaches to make the adjustments, get them on the sideline. If something happens, go to the sideline, fix it, and next time come out there and be ready for it. And so I think we just do that and stick together and let the front four guys rush, let the back seven guys cover. We should have a much better outing than we did last week and put up numbers that we did against the Saints.
This game is important because of two losses in a row.
It is. I mean, we are definitely need to win, and we started off good. Had a, you know, tough two games, but we have the guys, the veteran leadership, to bounce back. And we're not fine. No one's panicking. We're far from that. We just know that we have to continue to work with little details and make sure we get everything corrected before they become bigger issues as the season, you know, progresses.